Test 8, Part 2. You'll hear a lecture on the role of blood. For questions 9 to 18, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at Part 2. Today I'm going to talk about the role of blood. Now, I'm sure you already know that blood carries nourishment and oxygen from the lungs to all body organs and tissues. And you probably also know that it is the heart which pumps blood through the body. But how does it do this? It does it through the circulatory system, a system of tubes known as blood vessels. When oxygen transport fails, a person dies within a few minutes. Blood also carries away waste. For example, it carries carbon dioxide back to the lungs from where it is released into the air by breathing out. Food that has been digested and broken down into smaller parts, such as proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, is also delivered to the tissues by the blood. These nutrients provide the materials and energy that are necessary for metabolism. Blood not only acts as a transportation system for oxygen and nutrients, but also as a communication system between organs of the body. This it does by transporting hormones. Hormones are chemicals that influence growth and development and which make it possible for one organ to influence or communicate with another. But blood is much more than a transportation system for nutrients and information. It is also responsible for the activities of the immune system. This means that it helps fight infection and disease. What's more, it has a way of stopping itself from pouring out of the body after an injury. In addition, blood is essential to maintaining a stable body temperature. Human beings normally have a body temperature of between 36 and 38 Celsius. The body produces and loses heat in different parts, and blood helps maintain a balance in temperature by transferring heat from one part of the body to another. This is done by changing the diameter of the blood vessels, the tubes through which the blood flows. When a person becomes too hot, the vessels become bigger and a greater quantity of blood flows through the skin. Heat leaves the body through the skin and this results in lowering the body temperature. That's why people look red when they are hot, because there is more blood flowing in the skin. And now you can probably see why people who are cold look pale, because there is less blood flowing in the skin. The skin may become pale as the vessels become narrower in order to send less blood to the skin, because this will stop the heat from leaving the body through the skin. An adult human being has about 5 to 6 litres of blood, which is roughly 7 to 8% of total body weight. But the volume of blood in a person varies according to what they are doing and how they are feeling. Physical exertion causes the blood volume to decrease, and pregnancy causes it to increase because the mother's blood needs to carry extra oxygen and nutrients to the baby. I will conclude this session with a quick word about blood types. There are four blood types, and they are known as A, B, AB, and O. Blood type A must never be given to a person with blood type B and the other way round. Blood type O can be given successfully to almost any person, and that's why people with blood type O are called universal donors. And persons with blood type AB can receive any of the four types of blood, and that's why they are called universal recipients. If you want to know why this is the case, you must not be late for my next lecture. Now you'll hear part two again. Today I'm going to talk about the role of blood. Now, I'm sure you already know that blood carries nourishment and oxygen from the lungs to all body organs and tissues. And you probably also know that it is the heart which pumps blood through the body. But how does it do this? It does it through the circulatory system, a system of tubes known as blood vessels. When oxygen transport fails, a person dies within a few minutes. Blood also carries away waste. For example, it carries carbon dioxide back to the lungs from where it is released into the air by breathing out. Food that has been digested and broken down into smaller parts, such as proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, is also delivered to the tissues by the blood. These nutrients provide the materials and energy that are necessary for metabolism. Blood not only acts as a transportation system for oxygen and nutrients, but also as a communication system between organs of the body. This it does by transporting hormones. Hormones are chemicals that influence growth and development and which make it possible for one organ to influence or communicate with another. But blood is much more than a transportation system for nutrients and information. It is also responsible for the activities of the immune system. This means that it helps fight infection and disease. What's more, it has a way of stopping itself from pouring out of the body after an injury. In addition, blood is essential to maintaining a stable body temperature. Human beings normally have a body temperature of between 36 and 38 Celsius. The body produces and loses heat in different parts, and blood helps maintain a balance in temperature by transferring heat from one part of the body to another. This is done by changing the diameter of the blood vessels, the tubes through which the blood flows. When a person becomes too hot, the vessels become bigger and a greater quantity of blood flows through the skin. Heat leaves the body through the skin, and this results in lowering the body temperature. That's why people look red when they are hot, because there is more blood flowing in the skin. And now you can probably see why people who are cold look pale, because there is less blood flowing in the skin. The skin may become pale as the vessels become narrower in order to send less blood to the skin, because this will stop the heat from leaving the body through the skin. An adult human being has about 5 to 6 litres of blood, which is roughly 7 to 8% of total body weight. But the volume of blood in a person varies according to what they are doing and how they are feeling. Physical exertion causes the blood volume to decrease, and pregnancy causes it to increase, because the mother's blood needs to carry extra oxygen and nutrients to the baby. I will conclude this session with a quick word about blood types. There are 4 blood types, and they are known as A, B, AB, and O. Blood type A must never be given to a person with blood type B and the other way round. Blood type O can be given successfully to almost any person, and that's why people with blood type O are called universal donors. And persons with blood type AB can receive any of the 4 types of blood, and that's why they are called universal recipients. If you want to know why this is the case, you must not be late for my next lecture. That is the end of part 2. Now turn to part 3.